All right, everyone, I'm going to show you how to prepare images for a web page, okay? Now, let me go ahead and give you an example. Pretend that you have, let's say you have a web page or you have a website that it's already created, but you want to actually put this image or photo on one of the pages on your website. Well, a really cool and easy way to do this is to actually just type in the URL in a browser, browse to the web page on your website, and take a screenshot of the web page. Now, on the Macintosh, you can take a screenshot by holding down Command-Shift-3. Okay, and on the PC, you can take a screenshot by holding, or you can push the print screen button on the keyboard, and that'll actually put the it'll put the image into memory, and then you can go into Photoshop and then actually paste the actual screenshot. Okay, so you look at what I have right here. I have a screenshot of my actual web page. Okay, this is my about page on my personal website. Okay, this could be your personal website. Let's look really closely though. I've got this black spot right here. Well, that is an area that where I want to add an image. Okay, you can see I talk about my wife and I and everything. I would like to put a really cool wedding picture right here on my web page. Okay, but let's see, if I didn't have the screenshot in Photoshop, I would really have to guess on how large that image would have to be to fit in this area. But since I've taken a screenshot, all I have to do now is just load up the image of my wife and I, and I can just select the Move tool on the toolbar. And you can see, obviously, I wouldn't be able to save the image like it is now because that would be humongous, way too big for the web page. So I can actually save, I just grab the Move tool and just click and drag that image right over to the image that has the screenshot on it, okay? And we can just save the image like this. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, no, we don't want to do that. We actually want to resize this image, okay, to fit in the spot on our web page. So all we have to do is just come up here to Edit, come down here to Free Transform, and we'll get these little handles on the edges of our photo here. I'm going to actually hold down the Shift key so my photo maintains its aspect ratio. I'm going to hold that down and just go ahead and resize it here. There we go. And I'm going to keep resizing it till it fits in the spot where I want it to go. Look at this. Check that out. There you go. So that's all I have to do. So, well, let's say we wanted to do something else though. I'm going to make that just a little bit larger. And if you look over here for this photo right here, you see it has a nice soft edge to it. Well, I can do the exact same to this photo. I'm going to make it just a little bit larger just so I get the faces in there, just like that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and double click inside of that transformation to confirm that. Now I'm going to go ahead and make a layer mask. Okay, I'm going to add a layer mask to this layer by coming down to the bottom of the layers palette and clicking on the Add Layer Mask button, which is right here. And then I want to make sure that I have the paintbrush selected. Whoa, that's a big paintbrush, isn't it? I'm going to come up here to the Brushes Preset Picker and actually select a smaller soft brush with some nice soft edges to it. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and double click on that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and what we're going to want to do is actually paint black on this mask. So you want to make sure your foreground color is actually black. And then just come right over to the image and just start painting on it, okay? Look at this. So I'm going to paint this little circular type of effect around this little photo here because that's going to look really cool when somebody sees that on the web page. I want to make sure that I go ahead and make it sure that it doesn't go over the text that I put on the web page, okay? I want it just like that, nice and snug. There we go. And that's all I have to do. Check that out. So I know that this photo is going to fit in this spot on my web page, okay? So I can just go ahead and make the web page invisible. All I have to do now is just save this spot, just save this area right here, okay? So I could come up here to Edit and come down here, go up to Image, come down here to Trim. And Photoshop will trim all the area outside of the image and only keep the image itself. Watch this. It's going to ask me if I want to do trim away the top, bottom, left, and right. Yes, I do. Now, if you don't want the top or bottom trimmed, you can go ahead and uncheck that. I'm going to go ahead and leave the default setting and just come up here and click OK. And look at that. So all I have to do is save this image here to my hard drive. Okay? Isn't that cool? Now you can go ahead and trim up a little more if you'd like. I can go ahead and zoom into it and I can select the selection tool and draw a selection around it like this. and then go ahead and make it a little smaller if I like. You know, it's really up to you. But that is how you can trim it down. And then all you have to do now is just come up here to File, come over here to Save for Web, and the Save for Web command will come up here, the Save for Web dialog, and I can just go over here and select JPEG, and then select the compression quality, and then click on Save, and then save it to my hard drive. All I have to do is open up my HTML editor, and just import that image onto the web page, and I know it will fit now, because I properly measured it in Photoshop. Let me show you another one. Pretend that you are actually working on a web page in Photoshop. Here's an actual real-life mock-up that I've created, and what I want to do here is actually get this image right in this spot here, this square spot. Well, how am I going to do that? How am I going to perfectly get it in this spot here on this web page? Well, all I have to do is actually select the zoom tool. I'm going to zoom into the corner here. And then I'm going to come up here and select the selection tool, okay? And then just come down here. I'm going to actually just click right here, and I'm going to draw a selection right in the area where I want that photo to be. And I'm real close. I'm really zoomed in, so it makes it a lot easier. I'm just going to drag down right to that other area here, right to the bottom. There we go. This is all the way down at the bottom here, okay? Now, I can go ahead and zoom out a little bit. I was really close when I did that, but you can kind of see I'm only selecting the area where I want that photo to be, okay? Look at that. I have a selection around. Now, all we have to do is just load up the photo in Photoshop that we want to put in that area. Here's my photo of the trucks and everything, and I'm going to go up here to select all, and then come over here to edit and actually copy that, okay, into memory, and then I'm going to go ahead and click back on this image over here. I'm going to go up here. I'm going to click on the very topmost layer here on my layers palette just to make sure I get that photo above all the other layers, and that's so it's properly visible. I'm going to come over here to edit and actually, I'm going to make that layer invisible there. Or make that layer visible. I'm going to make a new layer. And then I'm going to come up here to edit and actually come down here to paste into. So Photoshop will paste that photo right into the selected area that I selected. And that's exactly where I want it. So I'm going to come right up here. I need to resize that. So I'm going to come up here to edit, come down here to free transform, and I'll have my little transformation handles. Now I'm unable to see those transformation handles now because the image is so large. It's so large that the transformation handles are outside of the image, and I can't really get them. But you know what? I can if I do this. If I come up here to File and select Fit on Screen, look what happens. It shows the transformation handles. All I have to do now is hold down the Shift key on the keyboard so the photo maintains its aspect ratio. Okay? I'm going to hold it down and just resize it, bring it up here a little bit, and there we go. I can come up here to View and go down here to Actual Pixels, so I see the actual 100% pixels of the web page, and just resize it down to where I want it. There you go. I'm just going to pull this out here, and just go ahead and bring this up there, and then when I like it, I can go ahead and double-click inside that transformation, or I can just press the Enter key on the keyboard. There you go, and it's all done. And that's how we can add photos to the web pages that we have if we don't have the web page on the web or if we actually were working on web pages, we're creating mock-ups in Photoshop, those are some ways that we can actually put the photos onto the actual pages, okay? And know that when we do get those photos on there, they're really going to fit and look all really nice and everything. So check that out. Have fun with that. We'll see you later.